Dakota Sports KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We head to set number three, tied at one set apiece. Huron winning the first set 25-20. Mitchell the second, 25-22. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Harrisburg defeated Yankton, 25-17, 17-5. Marshall, Minnesota is up two sets to none on Watertown with a tight third set going on. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Well, Huron had an 18-14 lead there in that second set, but then Mitchell just kind of took control from there, and so now we're knotted up at one set apiece. As I said, very warm here in Mitchell. We had a late start here in Mitchell as both the JV and sophomore went three sets. Huron won the JV 2-1. Mitchell, the sophomore, 2-1. So we move to set number three, and Huron will have the serve. And Hampton Hines will get this set underway. Serve across, serve receive. Here's the set, left side, tipped over. Dug out by Hines, bumped ahead by Hilton Hines. Here's the hit by Davis into the back row, right to Stabner. Seamson with the quick set across, dug out by Hines. And just going to be a free ball by Allie Davis going cross court off the net. Mitchell plays it, and Meg Morideth puts it down, and they're going to call Meg Morideth for playing the ball over the net. Said Mitchell could have the make the play. I don't know that they could have, but that's a veteran official up there too. Point Mitchell, it's 1-0. That's two questionable calls that went Mitchell's way, put it that way. Serve receive, Claggett, tipped and hit across. Meg Morideth now being a legal hit on Hines. That was an easy one to see. 2-0 lead, Mitchell here in set three. Serving for Mitchell again is Addie Seamson. Pass ahead, Hines, left side, Davis with the hit, blocked. Tigers a little trouble with the dig, just going to have to free ball it. And they free ball it out. Mitchell up 3-0 here to start set number three. Addie Seamson looks to keep momentum going for Mitchell. Back row shanked into the student section by Claggett, an ace. And Mitchell up 4-0, an ace for Addie Seamson. Her second ace, that's only the third ace for Mitchell. Here on serve receive has been pretty decent tonight. But right now, Mitchell building momentum. Serve into the net, service error. And Huron gets one back. It's 4-1 Mitchell here in set three. Madison Juergens in to serve as Davis comes off the floor for Huron. Juergens, back row, serve receive. Seamson with the set from the middle, Herring. Dug out by Hines. Hampton with the set. Here's the hit. Blocked at the net by Herring. Pushed across by Huron. Hampton Hines back sets. Dreyer coming to the right side. Pops it to the corner. Right to Stabner. Set to the left. Van Overshield up high. Dug out by Hines. Claggett just going to have to do a free ball into the back row. Seamson will back set. Right side it off the top of the block. Tigers dig it out with Hilton Hines. Quick set across. Nice play back there by Stabner, but then Mitchell hit it in the net. What a great save by Stabner on the quick set by Hines. But then Van Overshield, I think, just got a little over-eager as she was going to get the hard hit there off the left side, hit it right into the net. 4-2. Mitchell leads. Serve receive Mitchell, back set. Right side, Tigers able to tip it back, a roll down the net. Herring from the middle. Juergens is there. Set up ahead. Here's the tip. Cross court. Claggett. Nice dig. Claggett will bump it back through the block. Claggett just stayed with it. And Deja pulls Huron within one. 4-3. Claggett, I have her for four kills. First of this set. Juergens serves and serves long. Mitchell back up. 5-3. Seventh service error on Huron. Serving for Mitchell is Ava Brannon. Back row played by Hilton Hines, saved off the net by Hampton, hit by Claggett through the block. Great save by Hampton Hines off the net, then Claggett finished it with the kill, and here I'm back within one, 5-4. We're in the third set, tied at one set apiece in a steamy Mitchell High School gym. Hilton Hines serving. Back row serve received Guthmiller. Set. Right side Herring. Tigers get the dig. The Hines sisters collided. Quick set across by Dreyer. Set. Left side. Stabner goes with the left-handed backhand and it's out. A tough hit. She went with the left-handed backhand. Dreyer was there with the block along with Simmonsma, but it's out and we're tied at five here on recovers. And Hines with the serve. Hilton. Serve received Guthmiller. Set across left side. Stabner hits off the net and four-hit attack. And Huron, after being down 4-0, has taken the lead 6-5 here in set three. Hilton Hines again lining up to serve for Huron. Back row serve received Guthmiller. Back set. The tip across by Flippin. Tigers had some confusion. They got the dig and then confusion on who was going to go after it on the second hit. Got to communicate. We're tied at six. Meadows back into the game for the Mitchell Colonels. Stepping back to serve is Alyssa Delahant. Serve back row and hit the line. Juergens let it go. But it did indeed hit the line. Delahant with the ace and Mitchell back up 7-6. Second ace of the game for Delahant. Mitchell with two aces in this set. Colonels again serving. Claggett handles that one. Set across to Deja. She'll go with the tip. Cross court. Stabner a nice recovery. Bump. Go to the right side of Flippin. And the Tigers, misplayed it. It might have been partially blocked and Juergens then misread it. Flippin will get the kill, and it's 8-6. Mitchell. Hope Flippin with her second kill. And Delahant on the serve. Serve back row. Claggett lets it go. Service error. We're on back within one at 8-7. So Delahant with the serving error. Finding her on the sheet. Second service error this set on Mitchell. And Kelsey Schuhart into the game to serve for Huron. Floats it back row. Stabner plays it. Set right back to her. Left side. Down the middle. Nobody home. Stabner with the kill. Mitchell up 9-7. Stabner now with six kills. First one in this set. And Kenna Solik to serve for the Mitchell Colonels. They're up 9-7 in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. Serve off the top of the net. Juergens stayed with it nicely set. And Claggett with the hit. And they're going to call a legal hit on Hampton Hines, or double hit. I didn't see it. The Hampton had her body between her and the ball. So they'll just go with it. They called it a double hit. And Mitchell up 10-7. Colonels into the net. Service error. Here I'm back within two. 10-8. Solik with the service error. Three service errors already on Mitchell, and it's 10 total. Claggett goes left side. Nice play, Stabner. Set up the middle. The hit will go way long. And here on back within one, 10-9. Claggett sets to serve. See if she can get this thing tied back up in the third set. Back row, shanked and an ace. We're tied at 10. Claggett with the ace, her first of the night. And we're tied at 10. 3-0 run here now for the Huron Tigers. Claggett serves. Back row, serve received Guthmiller. Quick set across. Nice recovery by Huron, but it went out. It was a nice dig by Schuart to keep it off the floor, but just didn't have the control, and it sailed out of bounds. And Mitchell back up 11-10. Stabner on the serve. Hines with the set near the net, and they're going to put Mitchell in the net. Somebody just wandered too close. We're tied at 11. Simmonsma out. And on the serve for the Huron Tigers is Madison Hirschman, her first appearance. Serve received, Guthmiller set. Then overshield free ball. Comes right to Hirschman. Set to the left. The attempt by Davis down the line. Nobody home. Davis gives Huron the lead at 12-11 in set three. Huron has regained the lead, and Hirschman again with the serve. Hirschman back row, nice serve. Overpass, Meg Moradeff slams it down. Took advantage of the overpass, and Huron goes up to 13-11. Huron up two. Now Mitchell over visiting with the official again. Not sure what that's about. And Hirschman again with the serve for Huron. Flips it up, serve to the corner, goes long. Service error, Madison Hirschman, but did get a couple of points out of that. Mitchell back within one, 13-12. Paige Guthmiller to serve for Mitchell. We're tied one set apiece here, and service error, Guthmiller. Mitchell with four service errors this set, 11 total. Huron up two, 14-12. Hampton Hines to serve. Dreyer into the front row for the Huron Tigers. Hines will serve. Serve receive Guthmiller. Back set, right side, tip back row, dug out by Hines. Now Hilton Hines. Dreyer will tip it into the back row. Mitchell can set it up across. Left side, Van Overshield. Tigers got his finger on it. Bump ahead to Davis. Left side, down the line. Kind of handcuffed the block. Davis gives Huron a 15-12 lead. Huron on a nice little run here after Mitchell had the lead. Davis with five kills. Serve goes long. Just long on the part of Hines. 15 or to what? Oh, no, we had a... Oh, we the serve did go long, but we had a alignment... An illegal alignment called on Mitchell, and Huron gets the point, 16-12. Now we're having a big discussion there with Coach Thill and the down official. Hines' serve was definitely out. But yeah, they called illegal alignment on Mitchell, and Huron opens up a 16-12 lead. They move one of the back row players a bit to the left, and here's the serve by Hines. Guthmiller serve receive. Second hand attack, and Simpson does it again. She did that in the second set. Addie, the setter, she just lined it up, had an open look, and knocked it back, and Mitchell pulls back within three, 16-13. Simpson on the serve. Serve receive, Claggett. Hilton Hines settles under it. Davis will hit from the back row. Stabner with the dig, but goes into the net antenna, 17-13. Huron back up by four. I believe that was Davis on the kill, and of course I can't remember now. Madison Juergens on the serve. Huron up four in set three. Serve receive. Here's the set. Left side hit. Flipping goes way long, way out. And Huron goes up 18-13, and Mitchell wants a timeout. Timeout Mitchell, Huron up 18-13 in set three. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds here, 30 on Dakota Sports.
And Huron thanks everyone for their business in July. Now that August is here, it's time to get ready for the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Crossroads will be there at their fairgrounds building with vehicle displays, cold water, and more. Crossroads will also sponsor the Friday night entertainment and just may have a few tickets to give away for the show. Crossroads Motor Sales in Huron thanks you for your business and have a great time at the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Tiger 95. 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Mitchell using a timeout as Huron's built an 18-13 lead. Huron has outscored Mitchell in this run 11-3. And off the Mitchell timeout, Madison Juergens serving. Floats it back row where Van Overschild handles it to Antipa Cross by Flippen. Huron can set it up. Back set, Dreyer with the hit off the top of the net. Dug out by Guthmiller. And just going to be a free ball by Seamson. Hines with the set. Here's the hit. Clang it through the ball. Deja coming alive. And Huron up 19-13. Deja with three kills in this set, six total. And Huron up 19-13 in set three, tied at one set apiece. Serve into the net, service error. That breaks the Huron run. And Mitchell back within five, 19-14. Third service error on Huron this set. They have nine total, three in each set. Colonels on the serve. That's Brannon. Back row serve, receive. Hines will set it across. The hit by Claggett. Up the middle, and Deja starting to feel it. Huron goes up 20-14. Claggett, four kills and an ace here in set number three. And Huron has built a six-point lead. Hilton Hines on the serve for Huron. Simmonsma back into the front row for the Huron Tigers. Serve, a short floater. Back set, right side, a little off target. Mitchell gets it across. Hines sets for Dreyer. It goes way long, all the way to the basketball baseline. And Mitchell gets one back. It's 20-15 on the hitting error by Huron. Delahant on the serve for Mitchell. We're tied at one set apiece with Huron leading 20-15 here in set four. Hines will set. Here's the kind of the windmill hit by Simmonsma. Really wasn't on target, but Kenzie did a good job of making it work. Simmonsma, her third kill. And Huron up 21-15 here in set number three. Schuhart serving. Back row serve receive Brannon. Set across left side. The hit by Stabner drills it to the corner. Nobody home. 21-16. Mitchell pulls within five. Stabner has seven kills, two in this set. Flipping on the serve, I believe, and it drops in. Huron let it go. And Mitchell within four at 21-17. Yes, that is flipping serving. 21-17. Mitchell's trying to work some momentum back. Serve to the corner, goes wide right. 22-17. Huron 3 points away. That is five service errors on Mitchell in this set. Claggett to serve. She's had the hot hand here in set three. Serve to the corner. Serve receives Stabner. Set up the middle, and Meadows going to be called for the illegal hit. Wasn't really sure if that was coming to her or not. And Huron pulls ahead 23-17, and Mitchell will burn their second and final timeout. Huron looking to put set three away. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Mitchell out of timeouts. Huron Tigers need 2 points to regain the lead in this match. We're tied at one set apiece. Huron has both timeouts remaining as Claggett sets to serve off the Colonel timeout. Cliggett, back row. Guthmiller is there. Seamson with the set. Here comes Stavner, left side. Blocked back by Huron. They can't get there. Hines and Simmonsma were there on the block on Stavner. And we're at set point Huron, 24-17. I'm going double block between Simmonsma and Hampton Hines. Set point Huron Tigers, 24-17. Cliggett serving. Corner Stabner. Here's a quick set across Seamson. Schuart there. Set for Davis. She'll push it across the court. Guthmiller plays it. Set for Stabner. She'll rip it, but long. No touch, no touch. Hitting air Mitchell, and Huron takes set three. 25-17. Huron goes back up. 2-1. We'll take a bit time out of 2 minutes and back with set four. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Challenges, weather, weed resistance, input costs, so growers know to keep an eye out for new and better ways to tackle the problem. UPL understands what you're up against. Their comprehensive portfolio for corn and soybeans is designed to solve problems and maximize return. From pre-plant to post-harvest, UPL is opening new doors to productivity through open innovation and collaboration. To learn more, visit UPLCornPortfolio.com or UPLSoybeanPortfolio.com.
At UPL, we're reimagining sustainability with our open ag purpose, opening new doors to grower productivity through innovation and collaboration. Our growing portfolio of crop protection solutions includes tried and true workhorse products and innovative new bio solutions to help maximize ROI and minimize risk. From pre-plant to post-harvest, UPL will be there to help you succeed. That's our promise.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, risk-free, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJB.
We move to set four. Huron up 2-1. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron took the first set 25-20. Mitchell the second 25-22. Huron the third at 25-17. Harrisburg defeated Yankton in straight sets tonight. And Marshall, Minnesota defeated Watertown in straight sets, although all three were very competitive. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Mitchell with the serve as we begin our fourth set here on up, 2-1. Seamson with the serve, serve receive, back row Cleggett, set ahead, Davis from the middle will tap it, back row, Guthmiller handles it, going to be free balled by Van Overschild right to Hines. Hampton sets it, they hit by Ming Moradeth, eats up the back row, save, third hit, Stabner won't get it across. And Huron leads 1-0 to start set four. Sam Ming Moradeth with the kill. And that is six for her. 1-0, Hampton Hines serving for Huron. Back row, Guthmiller. Seamson will set, left side hit, flipping. Shanked by Davis, saved by Cleggett, but she slides into the student body. And we're tied at one. Kill for Stabner. 8 for Stabner on my score sheet. Ava Brandon now to serve for the Mitchell Colonels. Pulls it back row, Claggett. Hines will set. Davis with the hit through the block. Nice save by Guth Miller. Third hit. Stabner will pop it back row. Hilton Hines. Back set. Here comes Dreyer. Hits it into the net. And Mitchell leads 2-1 here early in set 4. Again, here on up, 2-1. Brandon again on the serve for Mitchell. Oh, they're coming in to do a little mop job on the Allie Davis. Says, I'll just do it since nobody else will. And she's getting a pretty good hand from both student bodies. It's like she's putting more pressure on it than she really needs to. Like she's trying to put the mop through the floor. 2-1 lead Mitchell here in set 4. Here on up, 2-1. Colonels serving. Serve receive Claggett. Hampton 9 sets. Make more death. Goes to the corner. Nobody home. We're tied at 2. Sam Make more death has a pair of kills here to open up set 4. And 7 total in the match. Madison Juergens on to serve for Huron. Back row, serve, receive, Stabner. Overpass, Mangmeerdorf. Oh, just way over, swung on it. Looks like she hit it after she was already coming down and just popped it high in the air and out. Hitting air, Huron, and Mitchell goes up 3-2. That will bring Delahant into the game to serve for Mitchell. Serve back row, and oh, nice play by Juergens, kept alive by Hines. Free ball by Claggett. Great serve received by Madison Juergens. Set Mitchell, Stabner, left side, shank into the back wall by Hines. Stabner gives Mitchell a 4-2 lead here in set 4. Nine kills for Stabner. Delahant with the serve. Back row, it's Claggett. Hines has to chase it down. Claggett will get it across. Set by Mitchell, the hit flipping, dug out by Hines. Hampton will come out to get it. It's just going to have to be a free ball by Claggett again. Now Mitchell tries to get in the motion. Left side, the tip, back row, Hines. Hampton will set. Here's Claggett with the hit through the block. Nice dig by Mitchell, and they'll free ball it to Hampton Hines, or Hilton, now Hampton, up the middle. Mitchell had a couple girls come together. From the middle, Stabner with the hit. Hilton Hines, a nice dig. Centered ahead, Claggett. Claggett hits it into the net. And Mitchell opens up an early 5-2 lead in set 4. Mitchell needs this one, obviously, to take us to a fifth set. Delahant with the serve. Back row, Claggett, bump ahead. Here's Claggett with the hit to the corner. Dug out by Brannon. High hit off the net, and the dig from the back row came all the way to the bottom of the net. Stabner just could not make a play on it. On the passing error, Huron gets a point, and it's 5-3. Guthmiller back in for Mitchell. Serving for the Huron Tigers, Hilton Hines. Hilton puts it back row, Guthmiller. Set from the middle, the hit down the middle. Nice dig by Hilton Hines. Claggett off the left side, tips. Oh, nice play, Stabner, to keep that alive. And then Mitchell on the third hit had three girls wondering. It was just going to need to be a free ball, and nobody took control of the situation. Huron gets a freebie there. It's 5-4, Huron within one. Hilton Hines serving to try to get this thing tied back up. Back row serve, receive, Guthmiller. Back set, right side hit, through the block, and the Tigers can't make a play on it. Flippin will get the kill. Flippin, oh, there she is on my score sheet. That's her third kill. Serve by Flippin. Hines will bump it ahead. Tigers don't really set anything up, and ball hit into the net. And Mitchell back up 6-4. Huron has not been able to get their offense flowing at all here much in this fourth set. And Mitchell has a three-point lead. And a shank in the back row by Claggett, and Mitchell goes up 8-4. That'll be an ace for Hope Flippin, and Ulmer wants a timeout. Timeout here on Mitchell up 8-4 here in set four, trying to force five. We'll take a timeout here of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Early timeout by Coach Ulmer as Mitchell is leading 8-4 in this fourth set, and they need the set, obviously, to go to set five. Serve across by Flippin and shanked by Jurgens in the back row. And Huron unraveling a bit here in set four. That's two aces for Hope Flippin as they have built the lead here to 9-4. Now Huron going to make a sub into the game for the first time. Taryn Cass, a sophomore, serve, and Cass able to get to it after Claggett kind of botched it, and Hines will get it across. Quick set, and seems a nice dig. Hilton Hines, Claggett off the left side, will go cross court, and too long, too wide, and Mitchell pulling ahead 10-4 here in set four. Flippin's done a nice job of serving here, and it's kept the momentum going for Mitchell. Set for Simmons. Michel drill it down the middle. Finally breaks the Mitchell run. Huron gets one back. It's 10-5. Simmonsma picks up her fifth kill. That was a 5-0 run by Mitchell. Finally stopped. Kelsey Schuhart in to serve for the Huron Tigers. Into the net. The momentum stopper. 11-5. Mitchell back up by 6. First service error this set on Huron. 10 total in the match. Stabner to serve now for the Mitchell Colonels. They have a 6-point lead here in set 4. Serve, receive. Schuart there. Simmons, my right side, couldn't get her feet set, and she just hit it way too hard. A little limbo action there in the back row by Stabner, but it's out. And Mitchell trying to pull away here in set 4. 12-5. Mitchell leading off the top of the net. Nice play. Simmonsma tipped over by Hines. Free ball by Claggett. Set across left side. Van Overschild with the tip. Just got over the net. Schuhart there. And Claggett will tip it into the middle. Bumped ahead. Nah, a little off back. And that looked like it was outside the antenna. But we'll play on. And Claggett gets it across. Here's the set. Left side, the tip into the net. Huron will get the point anyway. 12-6. Mitchell leading in set 4. Claggett to serve. Huron's got to find some momentum. Allie Davis into the front row for Huron. Served by Claggett. Back row serve received. Second line attack. Seamson. Tigers can't get over to it. Wasn't that big of an attack, but Huron just misplayed it. Seamson will get the kill. She's got 3, and Mitchell up 13-6 in set 4, trying to force a fifth set here at the Mitchell High School gym. Paige Guthmiller to serve for the Colonels. Back row, misplayed by Davis into the student section, and Huron, which had serve received so well the first three sets. Boy, that's just kind of went south on them here in the fourth set. 3 aces officially for Mitchell here in the fourth set, but it seems like more. And there, a little double clutch by the line judge, but it was ruled out a service error for Mitchell. Guthmiller, she did a double clutch. Almost called that in, and actually to me it kind of looked like it was in. Huron gets the point, and Hirschman to serve for the Huron Tigers. Back row serve receives Stabner, and there's another alignment call against Mitchell, and Huron gets another one back. It's 14-8 here in set four. Hirschman to serve. She started doing serving duties here in the third set, I believe. Third set, now four set. Hirschman ready to serve. Huron trying to get some momentum back. Hirschman serve, back row, kind of shank sideways. Nice save, but that was out, went outside the pin. It was a nice save by Simpson, but the angle just wasn't going to give her the inside the pin, so Hirschman gets the ace. Her first ace of the evening. You're on within five. Hirschman again serving. Stabner handles it, back row, set in the middle for Herring, just pops it back row. Hines with the set, Davis left side, she'll just tip up the middle. Mitchell gets control, and they'll just have to free ball. Huron can set it up. Here's the set. Meng Moradeth will just tip it. Mitchell there. Here's the tip over by Herring. Dug out by Hines. Davis will pitch it to the corner. Dug out by Solik. Left side, Van Overschild. Blocked at the net by Huron. Quick set by Hines. Dug out, but nobody home. Hampton Hines with the quick set kill. And Huron back within four. 14-10. Trying to see what Mitchell's biggest lead was. It was eight. Now it's four. And Hirschman again serving. Hirschman back row. Guth Miller serve receive. Back set across. Played by Davis. Might have went out if she hadn't played it. Alley will tip it across to Stabner. Mitchell sets. Back line attack. Just going to be a free ball by Stabner. Here's the quick set across by Hines. Guth Miller able to save it. Hines will hit Stabner there. Set to the left, Van Overschild's hit, blocked at the net by Hines, and then into the net twice. Block kill Huron, and Huron within three, 14-11, and Mitchell wants a timeout. Timeout Mitchell as Huron has rallied. Block kill for Hampton Hines, and Huron back within three in set four. We'll take a break here, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
I'm Jeff Duffy, back here in the Mitchell High School gym. High school volleyball been a hot one. Any way you look at it here, the rivals are playing hard. Huron trying to get back into this. They're down 14-11 in set four, leading two sets to one. Madison Hirschman will serve off the Colonel timeout. Guth Miller there. Here's the set. Back set. Right side will go long. Hitting air Mitchell, and Huron within 14-12. 6-0 run by Huron to get back into it. Hirschman serving for Huron. Back row serve receive, a little shank, but they get control of it. Herring will hit it across. Hirschman digs, set for Davis. Her hit pops it back row. Stabner now. Mitchell will tip it across. Oh, misplay. Davis and Hirschman a little confused who should make the play on that, and the kill will go to Van Overschild. That's her fourth kill, and Mitchell finally breaks the Huron run, and they lead 15-12 here in set four. Serve back row. There's Schuhart. Hines sends it ahead. Free ball by Davis. Back row, Guth Miller. Set by Simpson, tipped across by Herring. Tigers quick set, Hines. Simpson was ready, bump. Right side hit, Van Overschild cross court. Claggett there. Bump ahead, Davis will just free ball into the front row. Here's the tip, the hit by Herring. Claggett there. set for Davis. Her hit left side down the line. Mitchell keeps it alive. Van Overshield will hit back row to Hilton Hines. Long volley. Set the hit. Mang Mayerdorth has it blocked. Here's the set to the back row. Stabner hustles to get to it. Free ball to cross by Van Overshield. Set. Mang Mayerdorth with the hit. And the block goes sideways. Long volley. And Sam Mang Mayerdorth. Death. Oh, I'm having a hard time with that name. Anyway, you look at it, Sam got the kill. She's got 8 in the match, and here I'm back within 2, 15-13. Mang Manadeth. I'm going to have to be rehearsing that one. Can I just call her Sam M? Mang Moradeth. I kind of misspelled her name in the sheet. That's not helping. Hines serving. Serve receive back row. Mitchell will set it. Left side. The tip by Flippin. Got it over Dreyer's block. And Mitchell goes back up by 3. 16-13. Stabner. 10 kills. Mitchell serving. Brannon. Huron will set with Hines. Mang Moradeth with the hit. Blocked at the net by Herring. Huron stays with it. Davis with the quick set. Blocked at the net. Mitchell scrambling. They'll get it to Stabner. Tigers get a block, but nobody there to cover the middle of the floor. Stabner with the kill for this set. 11 overall. Mitchell gets the lead back to 17-13. In set 4. Again, Huron up 2-1. Mitchell trying to force the fifth. Back row, Claggett goes down to get it on serve receive. Davis hits, blocked back. Claggett saves it. Now Mitchell attacking. Herring with the hit to the corner. Hines to Hines, and this will be a free ball by Davis. Guth Miller there, right side flipping. Tigers get a block on it. Dreyer, now Hines. Davis from the middle will go back row. Found the corner, found the open spot. Allie Davis saw the floor and found the open place. Davis with the kill. She's got 7. And 17-14 here on hanging around in this fourth set. They have, let's see, I don't think we have led. Yep, we did lead 1-0. Set, left side. The hit by Stabner eats up Hines, and Huron can't get to it. Stabner, boy, took it right at Hampton Hines. She'll get a big-time kill there. And Mitchell back up, 18-14. Stabner coming alive. She has 12 kills, 5 in this set. And Mitchell up 4 here in the fourth set. Set by Hines. Make more of death. And who's in the net? Somebody was. Huron was. They call Meg Moradeth in the net. And Mitchell back up 5, 19-14. And Huron going to burn their second and final timeout here. Mitchell is trying to force a fifth set. We'll take a timeout of 30-30 on Dakota Sports.
The Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron has used both timeouts here for set 4. Mitchell has used 1. Mitchell up 19-14. Trying to force a fifth set here in the Mitchell High School gym. Got a late start. Now we got a long match going. At least it's our closest road trip of the season. Off the timeout. Dillahant serving for Mitchell. Jurgens at the back row. Here's the set. Mayerdeth with the tip across. Mitchell digs it out. Stabner from the spike line gets it across. Here comes Claggett. She'll two-hand tip it. Cross the court. Oh, what a way to use the net. She just saw an open spot. Went left to right for the kill. And here I'm back within 4, 19-15. Claggett, her first kill this set. She has 8 overall. Hilton Hines will serve, and once again we bring the mop out as it's exceedingly warm in here. 19-15, Mitchell leading. Here on up, 2-1. Some work to do for the Tigers. They want to take care of this in four. Hilton Hines with the serve. Serve received Guthmiller. Seamson with the set. Right side hit. Back row and misplayed by Hilton Hines. Hits the basket support and out. And 20-15. Mitchell goes back up by five. Meadows, I believe, had that kill. That's her fifth. Mitchell on the serve. Serve received Claggett. Here's the set. Left side, Dreyer will go to the corner, and nope, no touch. Hitting error. 21-15, Mitchell 4 points away from sending us to a fifth. Colonels with the serve, Hilton Hines there, Hampton just going to have to tip it across. And we have a whistle, and what happened? Oh, backline attack on Hampton Hines. And she was just in an awkward position there trying to get the pass from the back row. So Mitchell 3 points away from forcing the fifth, but go right side with Flippin. Flippin hits it out. Second service there on Mitchell. Huron gets one back at 22-16. 14 service errors on the Mitchell Colonels. Shuhart serving for Huron. Back row serve receive. We'll send it ahead. Left side hit. Nice dig by Hilton Hines. Across for Klageter. Hit through the block. Flipping with the dig. Guthmiller will send it ahead. Left side hit. Back row. Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Here's the tip across by Simmonsma. Not much on it. Left side. Tip by Mitchell. And nice dig by Shuhart. Overpass though. Here comes the hit by Simpson. Goes way out. Got a little over-eager. Hitting air. Pulls Huron again within five. 22-17. 9 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Shuhart with the serve. Guthmiller serve receive. Set across left side. The tip over the block. And Huron can't get to it. And nice touch by Sawyer Stabner. She's having a big four set. She has 13 kills, almost half, have come here in this fourth set. Stabner now serving. Hines overpass, but gets it across. Seamson with the set. Meadows in the middle, hits it into the net. Hitting air, gets one back for Huron. It's 22-18. Davis going to come into the front row as Jurgens comes out for Huron. And Claggett to serve for the Huron Tigers. Huron's been trailing just about the entire way in this set. Set by Seamson, Van Overschild, left side, up the middle. Dug out by Shuhart, but just no place to go with it. Van Overschild will get the kill. She's got five. And Mitchell 2 points away from sending us to the fifth set. 23-18. Mitchell with the lead, and Paige Guthmiller, the libero, will serve for the Mitchell Colonels. Back row, serve receive Davis, back set. Simmonsma will just free ball it. Hit from the back row all the way across. Huron will attack, and Hines able to put it down as she completely crossed up Van Overschild. Thought the hard hit was coming, and she just flicked it to the left for the kill. Huron back within four. Hampton Hines, I have her for seven kills. And still set point here at 24-19. Hirschman serving into the net. We'll go five. Mitchell takes set four, 25-19. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, then get ready for set five, volleyball overtime, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Keith's Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Dan Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? BB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? BB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, BB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, we head to set five. A Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron won set one, 25-20. Mitchell set two, 25-22. Huron set three, 25-17. And Mitchell set four, 25-19. The other two scores we have in for AA volleyball. Marshall, Minnesota defeated Watertown in three. All three sets were tightly contested. And Harrisburg took care of business. Harrisburg looks awful good. Both coaches tonight said that after seeing them at the Huron tournament. Harrisburg defeated Yankton in straight sets tonight. Your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Mitchell will have the serve. And again, you play to 15, win by two. This is, in essence, volleyball overtime. Serve received. Plaggett dings it into the stands. Almost hit me. And Mitchell up 1-0 to start set five. So Seamson with the ace. Addie, that's her third ace of the night. Serve back row. Claggett on serve receive. Hines will set. Davis tips it into the net. 2-0, Mitchell leads. So Mitchell building some early momentum here in set five. Mitchell 2-3 here on 4-0 on the season. Seamson with the serve. Serve receive goes left. Another ace, and Huron just starting to struggle with the simple things here. Seamson with another ace. 3-0 Mitchell here in set number five. Seamson on the serve. Serve receives Schuart. Bumped ahead, and Davis will tip it to the back row. Seamson there. Now Guthmiller. Right side hit. And off the light, but Hines stays with it and going to be free balled across by Davis. High in the air, the tip, the hit to the corner, dropped it in. Van Overschild with the kill, 4-0 Mitchell. And Huron's going to use a timeout. 4-0 Mitchell off to the early lead. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
1340 KIJB.
Early timeout here on as Mitchell all the momentum here and set five up 4-0 and Seamson serving and another ace. 5-0 Huron has really started to struggle with that serve receive. 5-0 Mitchell. Three of the 5 points have been on Addie Seamson aces, the lefty. delivers again, and this time goes long. Huron finally on the board. It's 5-1. Mitchell here in set five. Dreyer in, Shuhart out for the Huron Tigers. Hampton Hines to serve. Hines to the back row, serve, receive. Guthmiller, left side. Here's the tip by Flippen. Nice dig. Back row by Hines. Back set. Here's Stabner. We'll tip it across from the back row. Set for Magmoradeth and gets it over the tip. It was shanked by Guthmiller, and then Stabner couldn't make a play. And Huron back-to-back points. It's Mitchell 5, Huron 2. Sam Magmoradeth. Magmoradeth with 9 kills. And once again, we got the mop out on the floor. On, do we have more than one mop? Because I think we, yep, that they do. Now, Stabner said, I know where that spot is, and I'm going to get the mop out as well. Seems to me this happened a couple of years ago here in Mitchell, and it seemed like the mop came out when it was at an opportune time for the home team. You know, like stopping momentum. But this is legitimate. Served by Hines, and Van Overschild and Guthmiller looked at each other. Nobody made the play. 5-3 here on Hampton Hines. She has, what, about 8 aces tonight? I can't count them up right at the moment. Here on back within 2. Hines serves Guthmiller. Bumped by Seamson. Right side hit. Played by Hilton Hines. Chased down by Dreyer. Third hit. We won't get it across. And the 3-0 run by Huron broke at 6-3 Mitchell. 8 aces for Hampton Hines tonight. But Mitchell has the serve. Brennan, back row it's Davis. Set, here's Magmoradeth, goes to the corner. And goes wide right, and Mitchell back up 7-3. Brandon again on the serve as Huron has not trailed here in this deciding fifth set. Or Mitchell hasn't trailed. Set Magmoradeth again, goes left, hits the corner. Hines is going to Sam, and 10 kills now for Sam Magmoradeth. Huron within 7-4, still work to do. Madison Juergens on to serve for the Orange. Back row serve receive, there's Guthmiller. Seamson with the set. Herring with the hit goes wide right, and Huron within 2, 7-5. Hitting there, Mitchell. Mitchell making some mistakes, and Huron taking advantage. Juergens with the serve. Short serve, Guthmiller down to get it. Saved by Seamson. Stabner will hit it cross court right to Hilton Hines. After the set, Magmoradeth again, blocked at the net this time. Set to the left for Stabner. She winds up and hits it. Off of Hines into the back wall. Sawyer Stabner with the kill. She's got 14 to lead everybody in this match. And Mitchell up 8-5 in set 5. Alyssa Delahunt with the serve. Goes to the corner. Juergens. Here's the set. Left side. The hit by Claggett. Dug out. And just going to be a free ball back by Mitchell. Hines trying to get in position, gives it to Claggett again. Claggett can't get it over the net. Tried the tip, not enough, and Mitchell up 9-5. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update here on girls soccer fell tonight. Aberdeen gets the sweep at Tiger Stadium. Girls lost 10-0. Boys lost 5-1 to Aberdeen. Your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Hampton Hines doing the janitorial duties this time. 9-5, Mitchell leading here in set 5. Serving is Delahamp. Back row, Hilton Hines, Hampton with the set. Magmoradeth with the hit, blocked back. Saved by Hines, set across. Claggett with the hit, bounces it over. Aurora Dreyer turned into a setter and laid it up there perfectly to Claggett. 9 kills for Deja. And Huron within 3. Huron just trying to stay close. as Hilton Hines now on the serve for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve, receive, overpass, knocked back by Simmonsma, and Mitchell won't get there. Overpass, and Kinsey Simmonsma able to whack it back. Huron within two, 9-7. Simmonsma with her sixth kill of the match. Hilton Hines serving with Huron back within two. Hilton lines it up. Serve cross court. Stadner plays it. Seamson sets. Flippin can't get it. The set went too close to the net. Flippin just tried her best with it but could not make a play on it. And Huron a chance to tie. 9-8 Mitchell in set five. Hilton Hines prepares to serve. Hines sells it to the corner to Stabner. Set, Stabner will just tip it in the back row. Hilton Hines will center it ahead. Claggett left side, tipped at the net. Played by Seamson and just going to be free balled by Stabner. And it will go out. We're tied at 9. Tigers were down 5-0. They've tied it at 9. Timeout Mitchell. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
And 1340 KIJB.
4-0 run by the Huron Tigers. We're tied at 9 in set 5. Each team now has used a timeout. First one to 15, win by 2. And Hilton Hines on the serve after the Colonel timeout. Serve back row, serve receive Stabner. Set to the right side, flipping. She'll just tip it. Hines sets. Simmonsma with a hit. Blocked back. Tigers get there. Tipped across. Simmonsma. She went right up with Meadows and knocked it down. And here on their first lead of the fifth set, 10-9. Big play. Kinsey Simmonsma. Stayed with it after her first attempt was blocked. Hilton Hines to serve. Back row, Stabner. Seamson comes out to get it, flipping on the right side, back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set Claggett, left side, down the line. Brannon there, left side, here comes Stabner with the big hit, rolls it into the middle. We're tied at 10. That time they were able to get Stabner set up, and she just whacked it off the left side. And we're tied at 10, 15 kills Stabner. Back row serve, receive Hines, send ahead Claggett. There's going to be a free ball by Dreyer. Mitchell can set it up here. Set for Stabner, punches it to the corner. Nobody home. Now Mitchell leads 11-10. Well, they know where the hot hand is. It's Sawyer Stabner. 16 kills and Mitchell up 11-10. Serve receive, set for Simmonsma, blocked at the net. Tigers stay with it, third hit. Just have to free ball it with Hampton Hines. Quick set across by Mitchell. Huron gets control, punched across by Claggett. Set up the middle, left side, Stabner gets it through the Huron block. And it's 12-10 to Mitchell, and Huron going to burn their final timeout here as Stabner taking control. She's got 17 kills, 10 in the fourth and fifth set. 12-10, Mitchell leading in set five. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
More than 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Out of Timeouts, trailing by two now. 3-0 run by Mitchell. They serve off the timeout. Jurgens there, set for Claggett. Left side, down the middle. Nobody home. Deja with the answer for Huron. 12-11. Huron back within one. Claggett with 10 kills now, excuse me. Dreyer out, Schuhart in for the Orange. Trailing by one and set five. Schuhart with the serve. Short serve, Stabner, overpass, dump back. Simmonsma takes advantage of the overpass. We're tied at 12. Kenzie Simmonsma coming alive here. She's got 3 kills here in set five, 8 total. We're tied at 12. Schuhart serves. Serve receive. Here it comes, Stabner, left side. Tigers got a block on it. Bumped ahead. Claggett just going to have to free ball it up the middle. Guthmiller there. Set for Stabner again. Goes way long. Here on up. 13-12. One too many times for Stabner. The hitting error. Here on up. Mitchell going to use their final timeout. Here on up. 13-12 in set five. We'll take a break. 30 on Dakota Sports.
And Huron thanks everyone for their business in July. Now that August is here, it's time to get ready for the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Crossroads will be there at their fairgrounds building with vehicle displays, cold water, and more. Crossroads will also sponsor the Friday night entertainment and just may have a few tickets to give away for the show. Crossroads Motor Sales in Huron thanks you for your business and have a great time at the big one, the South Dakota State Fair.
Both teams out of timeouts. Here on up 13-12. Schuhart serving. Back row, Guthmiller. Here's the set. Right side this time, Stabner. Down the line. Nobody home. We're tied at 13. A little switch up there by the Colonels. They put Stabner to the right side. Now Stabner goes to the back row. She will serve. 18 kills for Stabner, but now out of the front row, tied at 13. Serve, receive, Hines. Hampton with the set. Claggett with the hat through the block. Match point here on Claggett with the kill. 11 kills, and it's match point here on Tigers with Claggett, who just got the kill, now on the serve. Davis in the front row. 14-13 here on Claggett. To the corner, serve, receive, Mitchell, second hit, attack, Seamson, Tigers can't get to it. It was dug out by Schuhart, and Claggett just could not recover, and will play on, tied at 14. Now you got a win by two. Seamson with the kill, tied at 14, Guthmiller serving, back row Schuhart. Back set, tip, and almost thrown by Simmonsma. Set to the left. Van Overschild dug out by Claggett. Huron can set it. Davis left side, tip to the corner. And we have a whistle, and Mitchell in the net again. Huron at match point, 15-14. Sam Meg Moradeff into the game to the front row. We're without the libero for this rotation. And serving is Madison Hirschman. Match point, serve goes long, we'll play on. First service error here in the set for Huron. Mitchell has one in the fifth set, now tied at 15. Now serving is Seamson. She started this set with three aces. Serve back row, Claggett handles it. Hines will set, Meg Moradeff has a block back, but blocked out. Blocked at the net by Van Overschild, but it went wide left again. Huron at set point, or match point, 16-15. That's officially a kill for Meg Moradeff. Now Hampton Hines serving. Back row, Guthmiller there. Set to the left. They hit. Tigers dig it out. Quick set across by Hines. Mitchell there. Right side, Van Overschild tips. Here's the bump by Hilton Hines. Allie Davis, left side, just free balls it. Huron can't set it up. Set from the middle. The tip, and Huron doesn't move. It was just a quick tip up the campfire for Hallie Herring. And she tipped it right in. Her first kill since the second set. She's got six. We're tied at 16. That's three times Huron has not converted on match point. Now Mitchell serving to Huron. Brannon with the serve. Davis plays it. Bumped ahead by Hines. Just going to be a free ball by Ellie Davis. Partial block. Mitchell will set it up. To the left. Here's Stavener back in the front row. Nice dig by Hines. Here's Davis. The tip to the corner played by Brannon. Back set right side this time. Tigers play it. Quick set to the corner, and Brannon, not a good dig, third hit, Stavener does get it across. Mitchell, good hustle, Meg Moore, Def goes to the corner, hit a wide right. Now Mitchell at match point, 17-16. Great hustle by Mitchell after Brannon had the tough dig in the back row. Guth Miller and Stavener kept it alive. Now it's Mitchell at match point, 17-16. Brannon serving. Brannon back row, a Davis on serve receive, set Meg Moradeth to the corner. We'll play on. Tied at 17. Huron dodges the match point. Now tied at 17, and now it's Madison Juergens to serve for Huron. Remember, Stavener still in the front row. Back row, there's Guth Miller. Set for Stavener. She'll go tip. Tigers dig it out. Overpass. Mitchell can play it. Set up the middle. Herring. Nice dig by Hines. Quick set by Hampton. Mitchell can set it up again. Here's Stavener. Slaps it to the corner. Nice play by Hilton Hines. Pass ahead. Claggett will just free ball it up the middle. Quick set across by Mitchell. Huron handles it. Here's the tip across by Claggett. Tip. Stavener will have to bump it back. Going to be free ball by Seamson. Hines with the set. Meg Moradeth goes to the corner. Seamson there. Free ball by Stavener. Hines in the corner. Hampton with the set. Here's Claggett with the hit through the block. Mitchell on the ricochet. Gets it back across. Hines with the save. Slap back by Stavener. Hines again. Set across Claggett. Left side through the block. Here on at match point again. 18-17. This is getting exhausting. Here on match point again, 18-17, with Madison Juergens serving. And now what do we got here? Ulmer's up to talk to the official, I think, making sure we have the right server up there. Match point, Madison Juergens. Serve back row, Guth Miller's there. Set, up the middle, Herring with the tip, and Huron can't get to it. Dreyer went to it, and she slipped. And we'll play on, tied at 18. Herring with another kill. Again, Aurora Dreyer had a beat on it, but then she slipped, trying to get to the tip. And now tied at 18, and Dillahant to serve for Mitchell. Back row, it's Claggett. Set in the middle, Meg Moradeth, and it eats up the back row player, Sam, with the kill. Here on up, 19-18. Meg Moradeth now with 13 kills, 5 in this set, and now can Hilton Hines finish it? Match point here on, I believe, the sixth time, and Hilton Hines serving at 19-18. Serve to the back row, Stavener there. Set in the middle, here's Stavener with the hit. Tigers got a block, saved by Hampton Hines. Mitchell will set it up again. Back set, right side clipping, Tigers get a block on it. Set for Claggett, left side, cross court, Guth Miller there. Set, back set, here's the tip, block back by Huron. Mitchell can't get it, Dreyer with the kill, Huron wins. Aurora Dreyer, block kill, and Huron pulls it out in five sets, 20-18 in the fifth, and the Huron Tigers win a classic here tonight. The final, Huron wins 25-20, 22-25, 25-17, 19-25, 20-18. Huron moves to 5-0 on the season. Timeout 2 minutes. Gary Zell Autoglass postgame is next on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Ice cream.
scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous GQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a GQ cake or a GQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tigers post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repair, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0.
Oh, you're up already.
Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
We go a lot of ways with the player of the game. I'm kind of thinking Hampton just because, you know, she's got to run
the game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And once again, we're back here at the Mitchell High School gym here on Tigers. Pull a long one out tonight. Five sets, win at 2018. Tyann Ulmer joins us here. And Coach, I'm not sure, is that the highest scoring fifth set you can remember?
Yep.
I'm not sure. I remember some 18-16 at Harrisburg, but other than that, I don't remember one this high. And, you know, give the girls credit. We're down 5-0, and the serve receive kind of went south, but Once they just got things steady, they just started, you know, started making some plays and had Mitchell make some mistakes.
Yep, they were trying too hard. So if we try too hard, it's not going to go our way. So we just had to relax and make sure that we got every point back that we could possible.
You know, and a lot, so many girls contributed. I took my glasses off so I can't see my score sheet. Plus, I stuck to my arm, too. But I had Sam McMorrideth with 13 kills, 12 for Deja Claggett, and 7 for Allie Davis and Hampton Hines. I think Hampton Hines had 8 aces in the match as well. You know, and you know, different girls took over. Kenzie Kleinsaucer didn't hear a lot from her till right at the end, and but Deja and Sam really took off there in that fifth set.
Right, we knew that we were going to have to do our job, and we have those five hitters that can do it compared to the two that they had on the court that we knew we needed to stop. So they had to stop all of us compared to us stopping two.
You know, we saw some signs of a young team there, especially like I said, beginning of the fifth set when the the serve receive kind of went south, and we just need to settle it down. And you know, and the good thing is we still came out with the win, and I think a lot of girls learned a lot tonight.
Right, and it's good for them. Good for their abilities and see what they can be pushed to. Like, again, they like to be perfect, right? No one's perfect, and that's what we had to tell them. Just relax, do your job. You know what you can do and what you're capable of, and that was the outcome today.
You know, and just had to be on top of it. Mackenzie Kleinsaucer had a couple of great plays there on really where she got blocked but stayed with it, scored the point. The match point there, Aurora Dreyer just, you know, made the reaction that was needed there, and Mitchell is just completely off balance. You know, so many contributions.
Yeah, sometimes you get lucky.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And, you know, first National League player of the game, we're going to go with Hampton Hines, even if she didn't have 8 aces tonight. Bottom line is, you know, you're asking her to do a lot on the court. She's the only full-time player from the last 2 years. Deja did get her time on the varsity, but really that's about it. And, you know, Hampton, you know, you're the center anyway, but you still have to run the show.
Right, yep, she stepped it up this year. Just leading and knowing what we need to do to get them ready. She's helped out a lot in practice. making sure that everybody's doing their job and staying focused and doing what they're supposed to be doing on the court.
Now, after a very hot, very highly contested five-set match, you have one day off tomorrow, and then Aberdeen comes in. Golden Eagles, I remember last year, were tall and young.
Yep, and they're still tall. We know that we've got to stop some hitters also, and it's about the same defense as Mitchell plays, so we'll just apply that to the scouting report and hopefully that their legs can recover for Thursday.
You know, a week ago, if I had told you you'd be sitting here at 9:30 on Tuesday the 29th, 5-0, you probably wouldn't have bought it, but hey, you give the girls credit. They've just fought their way through.
Nope, and you never know what we're capable of, so here we go.
Diane Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. They pull it out in five and pick up the win here this evening. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, run down the stats, and wrap things up here from Mitchell on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home.
Okay.
Does the home meet your needs?
Curious.
Buying a large house
when
your kids are heading off to college in a few years,
or
paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us